Prime Minister Kevin Rudd and Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono have sealed an agreement to crack down on people smuggling and prevent boatloads of asylum seekers from heading to Australia. The two leaders held talks this morning where they also decided to upgrade the bilateral relationship so that they meet at least once a year. This afternoon, President Yudhoyono will address the Federal Parliament in a special session where senators are invited to join MPs in the House of Representatives. It'll be the first time that an Indonesian leader has addressed the Australian Parliament, and it's the centrepiece of the President's three-day visit to Australia. In Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The Prime Minister and President started their talks last night at the Lodge and continued them this morning in Parliament House. They've sealed a cooperation agreement on people smuggling and people movement under the existing Lombok Treaty and Bali process. Kevin Rudd made clear the two enjoy a good relationship, which will be stepped up.
We have in President Yudhoyono a great leader of his country, also a great friend of Australia. Mr President, you are indeed a welcome guest in Australia. We come together as friends, as neighbours, as partners, and I got to say at a personal level, a relationship which I enjoy, a relationship which I have placed enormous trust in recent times, and a relationship which I'm sure will continue into the future.
The Prime Minister's upgraded the government-to-government meetings to the level Australia shares with the United States.
We've agreed to upgrade our relationship to become one of a comprehensive strategic partnership. We've resolved that we'll meet annually, either in Australia, in Indonesia, at head of government level. We've also resolved that our foreign and defence ministers will meet each year on a 2+2 basis, as we currently do with our closest partner, the United States. We've agreed that we will establish an Australia-Indonesia leadership dialogue to promote greater people-to-people cooperation between our two countries, as we also currently have with the United States.
The talks covered a range of other key areas of concern.
We've agreed to an arrangement on consular notification and assistance, and we look forward to discussions on a possible transfer of sentenced prisoners framework. Also, our officials yesterday signed an implementation framework on people smuggling and trafficking in persons. This will enhance and intensify our cooperation on dealing with this complex regional and global challenge. Also, we have enhanced our cooperation in the dismantling of terrorist networks, and I would congratulate again the Indonesian authorities on their excellent work in the last 24 hours in dealing with terrorist networks within their own country. Terrorism is a challenge for both our countries, at home, in the region and abroad more extensively.
President Yudhoyono says combating people smuggling is an international issue, but a bilateral agreement will help.
This framework would include the arrangement on temporary transit in Indonesia and how they will be relocated in the process and other issues. Clearly, what we need to do is we need to keep improving this mechanism. We need to make it more effective, and we will always continue to discuss the technical aspects of how this cooperation is going to be pursued and improve.
First thing this morning, Tony Abbott spent half an hour with the Indonesian president.
It was a cordial, a constructive and a candid exchange. I'm not going to go into the details of precisely what was discussed, but I can indicate the broad subject areas, potential for deepening economic cooperation between Australia and Indonesia. We talked about the need to have strong policies against people smuggling. We also talked about the circumstances of people in Indonesian jails. So they were the issues that we talked about.
The opposition's called for boats to be towed back to Indonesia. Indonesia's Foreign Minister, Marty Natalegawa, is blunt in his assessment of that idea.
Irrespective of one's politics, I think going to this kind of approach of simply pushing back the boats where they had come from would be a backward step. It would not be a useful step because it would be inconsistent with that approach of having the three elements, origin, transit and destination countries, working hand in hand. We don't want to simply push the issue back in the pipeline to the earlier stage. So we would want to have everyone on board substantively in dealing with this issue.
That's Indonesia's Foreign Minister, Marty Natalegawa, ending that report from Alexandra Kirk in Canberra.